Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this from Health Day, a new study says that a wedding band may be powerful medicine against cancer, this new study suggests. Married people seem to have a marked survival advantage, the researchers found. Single men with cancer had a death rate 27% higher than it was for married male patients, while the death rate for single female patients was 19% higher than their married counterparts. The effects that they find were actually quite notable, and comparable to some of the more clinical factors that they often see that are associated with cancer prognosis. I think that that's all about support and family. And they say that spiritual, you know, that your ability to be spiritual, to look toward a higher power, and to have that support system in place are big contributors. Also, attitude and positive thoughts and good thoughts and people helping you is another thing. And it should be noted that in the study, they found an association between marital status and cancer prognosis, but it didn't prove a cause and effect link. They've often shown in the last 10 to 15 years or so similar marriage benefits for cancer patients and heart patients. But also, and this is another little factor that's in there, is married people tend to have greater combined incomes and better access to better health care and insurance. So they're not as worried about going to see a doctor. They're more likely to catch things early. They're more likely to get a second opinion and just have better health care all around. And when you've got somebody, like if it's a female spouse, pushing her husband to go to the doctor, that's going to assure a little bit better healthcare and adherence to medications than if just a single man who buries his head in the sand and never goes to the doctor. We do hospital shows around here, and a lot of my docs talk about men and how they won't get into doctors. Well, married men have a better chance of survival because they are just getting pushed into it. So men, take note. Women, take note. You have a higher chance of survival for cancer and many other diseases if you are married. That's one of the benefits. I don't know. There's probably a few others. I'll have to think a while to come up with them. No, just kidding. I don't want to say that about my husband. Although, I think in terms of, let's see, anger management, maybe married couples have much more of an issue with that than do our single counterparts, because they don't have somebody who, on a daily basis, just makes you crazy and makes you cringe. Okay, that's the ups and downs. I'm not doing marriage therapy today. This is not what I'm doing. And now in the next story as I move along, New Jersey, a new law put into legislation, hasn't been passed yet, would allow marijuana use for menstrual cramps. I'm having a mental cramp today. I don't know what my deal is. But with a nod to Whoopi Goldberg, lawmakers in New Jersey announced legislation that would loosen the state's strict medical marijuana law to allow women to get pot-based products to ease their menstrual cramps. We've long known that menstrual cramps, people say they're in your head, that you don't really have them. But there is a big, huge field out there of women's health experts and medications to deal with it. People have this puritanical idea that it's a bunch of potheads sitting in dispensaries. But there are some very sick patients, and medical marijuana, which is now legal in so many different states, may be something that could be listed specifically for cramps as an ailment authorized for medical marijuana use. We're going to keep an eye on this because this legislation has just been put up there, and we'll see what happens. And under current New Jersey law, marijuana is limited to the use for specific ailments, including MS and terminal cancer, muscular dystrophy, and other chronic illnesses. It's also approved for seizures and glaucoma if resistant to conventional treatment. So we're going to keep an eye on this story. I find it very interesting. So stay tuned to Radio MD for more of this great information. This is Melanie Cole.